We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is it arena? Auditorium. No, yeah, I'm right. Okay.
Yeah.
Auditorium. Why that guy's looking at me like I'm an idiot. It's auditorium. Sit down. Enjoy the game. The NAIA National Championship is underway. 32 teams boiled down to one champion. Started yesterday, and it'll wrap up Tuesday night. We'll have games all throughout the day, today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday. Your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the semifinals on Monday is coming up in just moments. Text line's always open for you, the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line, 69306. Still no updates, nothing new regarding Tyreek Hill and his involvement in an investigation into reports of a battery and child abuse or neglect earlier this month at his, Overland Park home. So still unsure, still important for everyone to keep an open mind and remember that he hasn't been charged with anything. But this whole situation has showcased something that I always find very interesting, something that I've made a point to reiterate throughout my time on the air, and that is you can't compare real life to professional sports. You might want to. Sometimes it might fit your narrative. Sometimes it might fit your argument, but you cannot compare real life to professional sports. I know a lot of people like to do it. It just can't be done. We like to complain about professional athletes and, you know, their complaints, or complain about their inability to properly handle money. We like to complain about them holding out for more money or how they treat their coach or fans or whatever. Bottom line, you cannot compare real life to professional sports, and the Tyreek Hill situation gives us another example of just that. Because I don't know about you, but I know I have some friends that when the news first broke, their reaction was, oh, please, God, no. Oh, dear Lord, please don't let this be true. Now, at first glance or first hearing that, it sounds appropriate. Until you may have felt the same way. It sounds appropriate. It seems like it's an okay thing to say, but then you realize that they're calls to the heavens had nothing to do with the kid who may or may not have been neglected or abused. It had nothing to do with, you know, true, sincere sorrow for the family. No, it was purely football. Purely, please God, no, don't let this be true, because our whole offense changes without him. We're not the offensive juggernaut without Tyreek Hill. I mean, that's crazy. Imagine someone saying that in real life. Like, again, outside of the professional sports world. Like, what other profession would you react in that fashion? Like, if you heard about your real estate agent or plumber or bartender at your local spot, and you heard that he or she was involved with an investigation into reports of a battery and child abuse or neglect earlier this month at their home. Imagine that. Would you react like, oh, please, God, no. Oh, Keller Williams will not be the same. Oh, my God, how is Bob Hamilton Plumbing, Heating, AC, Router, and Electrical going to react to this? Oh, Ryan, the Plaza, what are we going to do without that bartender? No. No, you would either be concerned about the family's well-being, or you would snap back with a, I'm glad they're investigating. I hope they get to the bottom of it, and if something nefarious was done, I hope that justice is served. You can't compare professional sports and real life, man. It is a different world. The money is different. The attention is different. The problems are different. The lifestyle, the travel, the occupation, nothing about it is normal, and we feed into it. Our reactions feed into it. Right? The reason my buddy freaked out the way he did is because we do view professional sports different than we do just about any other profession in this country. I mean, I love sports. I've probably done this in the past. When I was a diehard fan of fill in whatever team, I'm sure I reacted similar if something similar happened to a key player on that team. We love sports, and you love the Chiefs so much, a football team that, whether you'd like to admit it or not, a football team that you prioritize their well-being, even if it's only for a split second, you prioritize their well-being over the well-being of a child or a family. Now, sure, again, like I mentioned, even if it's for a short period of time, eventually you come to your senses and get the proper perspective. You prioritize correctly, but then we all get lost sometimes, and we get lost as sports fans, and it's crazy. We've all done it. We prioritize sports over people. Just like in college, we prioritize athletics over academics. It's crazy. I don't know what other word to use for it. It's unbelievable what sports has become in this country and likely worldwide. You know, if we're prioritizing athletics over academics in the college level, I guess it's no surprise that professional sports is just a different level. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306 from the 573. Vern, that was my reaction. My reaction was, oh God, no. The reaction it would be and the ramifications it would have for the Chiefs. I think a lot of people were like that. Serta was telling me you had a few friends that were like that as well. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. All right, as promised, we got a four-pack of tickets to Monday's semifinal of the 82nd annual NAIA Division I Men's Basketball National Championship. And the eighth caller right now wins. The eighth caller to 913-576-7610. That's 913-576-7610. A four-pack of tickets to Monday's semifinal. Still coming up, your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to Tuesday's championship game. We also have a four-pack of tickets to Friday's action. And a quick reminder that on Saturday, Serta and I will be bringing you play-by-play of the NAIA tournament over on our sister station, 1660. Woo! 5:30 tip and 7:30 tip. And as you guys deemed yesterday, Serta is going to be the play-by-play voice, even though Spectre wanted me to do it. You guys came to the conclusion that Serta is far superior, so I will be on color. Serta will be the play-by-play voice of the action coming up on Saturday. Speaking of Saturday, Family Day is Saturday. They got a dunk contest at 4:30, championship game Tuesday at 8 o'clock, and Tuesday as well, not only the championship, but an all-star game at 6:30. We'll give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to Friday, to Monday, and of course to Tuesday. One final thing, I may have mentioned this before in the past. I think most people my age, 35, most people my age, we enjoyed, we watched, maybe we're not as obsessed as I am, but you guys are familiar with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right? The television show, the NBC show, Will Smith, you know, Carlton, everyone knows. So I saw this story last night that Karen Parsons, the woman that played Hillary Banks on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, she was asked about a possible reboot of the show, and she says, quote, "Of course I would be there. Of course I would," end quote. With all due respect to Hillary, was anyone concerned that she might say, "No, I'm not doing it"? Is she the linchpin in bringing Fresh Prince of Bel-Air back? I would think there's one giant star that, yes, has made some questionable decisions lately, most notably Ali and playing Richard Williams in an upcoming biopic of the Williams sisters. But isn't it really up to Will Smith whether or not they do this? is it worth lobbing this question to Karen Parsons about, hey, you know, Hillary's really the glue of the show. Would you be down for a reboot? I love that show. I don't know if I would want to see it come back because I believe it would just be heartbreaking the entire time with Uncle Phil passed away, James Avery. Could it be enjoyable with him not on the show? I don't think it could. I think you'd just be heartbroken. I still get sad when I see the Why Didn't He Want Me Man episode or whenever I watch the finale of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Carlton goes running away and he says, sure, I'm going to miss you, see? That still breaks my heart. I still get choked up. So, no, I'm not watching a reboot of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air without James Avery.
Yeah,
see, now I'm all fired up. Now I'm all fired up, Serta. Fired up. We got a ball game out here. LCSC up 14-11 over it's Lewis Clark State College taking on, I'm going to guess, and say Columbiaville. I will have the correct team of who's playing coming up momentarily.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.